Hello.
There you are, sir.
Mr. Ambassador?
Ambassador Stevenson.
Hello?
Just a minute.
Governor?
Yes, sir.
Lyndon Johnson.
Yes, Mr. President.
I'm still thanking you for the contribution you made to my speech, but I won't tell you what a first-rate speech you made today, and I want to tell you how I personally appreciate your willingness to revise it and show the continuity of policy and your own long-time commitment to this purpose. And I expected this after your moving remarks in the cabinet last week, and I want to reiterate again how deeply grateful I am for what you did there. And I know there are going to be many more issues where your experience and your understanding, your eloquence, are going to be of critical importance. And I just think that you made a first-rate beginning, and I want you to come down the latter part of the week or the early part of next week. Whenever you're free, call my girl and tell her you're coming in, and let's have lunch or dinner together.
Well, that's terribly kind, Mr. President. I think the speech went well. I thought it was a little long, but I think the quotes from your statements, which were long predated this discussion, were extremely effective. I had several of them speak to me about it afterward, and I was very happy that you let me use them.
Best statement.
Some pressure at the end, I think, to take them out.
Well, I didn't pay much attention to that because it didn't amount to much, and I thought they ought to have gone in there. And best part of my speech is those you write. And Abe Porter tells me you agreed to write the foreword for this little booklet, and I'm grateful to you for that.
Yeah, I hope I can get it done properly. I'm going to have to do a little reading. And
whatever you do is excellent, and I just want you to know I appreciate what you did today.
I hope things are going all right. Are they smoothing out?
Yes, sir. I think they're going fine.
Oh, that's great. I'm telling you, Abe's coming in tomorrow afternoon.
Good.
And I told him that I had to come down there on Tuesday the 10th on Human Rights Day.
Fine, why don't you...
Make a speech, and possibly I might drop in and say hello on Wednesday, December 11th.
That's just wonderful. You can
fit me in.
You can have breakfast with me if that suits you.
That suits me fine.
Wednesday, December the 11th, breakfast, Governor Stevenson, 9 o'clock.
Is
that too
right?
Late for you?
You sure that's all right?
Yeah, it's wonderful. I want it. That's why I told you.
You can have with me, you can cancel and all that without any problem.
No, 9 o'clock Wednesday morning, breakfast, at White House.
I'll look forward to it very much.
All right.
Bye.
Waiting.